Ay, bendito, mi gente. I don't even know where to start today. And my baby, the one that just recently turned 18, who still forgets to take the trash out, has decided he wants to go to Japan. Not Miami, no la casa de abuelita, not even Puerto Rico, but Japan. That is not a trip, that's a commitment. That's a flight plan, a therapy bill, and potentially a novela season all in one. Hi everyone, I'm Jay, your favorite over-caffeinated, perimenopausal, slightly sarcastic Puerto Rican, Gen X mom, just trying over here to survive motherhood, one hot flash at a time. Welcome to All About Jay, where we talk about everything, nothing, and the occasional midlife breakdown over café con leche. Today's episode, people, my baby wants to go to Japan, and I am not okay with that. A true story about raising brave kids while trying not to faint from anxiety and nostalgia. Grab your café, AirPods, handkerchief, paper towel, because if you're a mom like me, your tears will come. It happened out of nowhere. I'm reheating some arroz con pollo like a good Boricua mommy, and my baby strolls in like, "Mommy, I think I want to go to Japan next year, 2026. "Excuse me? Japan? Baby, you couldn't even find your keys yesterday. Now you're trying to find Tokyo? Get out of here." He says, "It's only 14 hours. "Only, sir. That is not a flight. That is a test of my faith and a test of your bladder control." And he's so calm, like, "It's no big deal, mommy." And if you know my son, G, he is very chill, very calm. Nothing fades him. Total opposite of his mommy. Meanwhile, I am clutching my chest, whispering, "Ay, señor, ayúdame right now." Sometimes our kids' dreams show us how small our comfort zone has truly become. So like any Puerto Rican mommy with Wi-Fi and anxiety, I fall into the research black hole. Japan looks stunning, peaceful, organized. The trains run on time, people. Meanwhile, I can't get my kids to run on time without a bunch of yelling and threats. Then I check flight prices. For that kind of money, the pilot better feed him arroz con habichuela and sing him a lullaby. He says Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka. I say H-E-B, Aldi, Costco. He's claiming he's been saving, and I do believe him. He's got a job and he's very thrifty. So now I'm over here building spreadsheets like I'm planning the Olympics. Flight, lodging, food, therapy for me. All color-coded because that's my type of personality. Look, raising independent kids doesn't mean disappearing from their life. It means guiding them quietly from the background while pretending to let go. No one tells you that letting your child grow up feels like being evicted from a life you built. You spend years saying, "Do your homework, brush your teeth, take a shower, clean your room." And then one day they're saying, "Hey, I want to travel the world." And suddenly, you want to yell, "No, please stay a little longer. Stay messy a little longer." I remember when he was small, watching planes, saying, "One day I'll travel the world." And me whispering to myself, "Not too far. I still gotta feed you." Now look, he's about to go where I can't reach him with a plate of rice and love. This is motherhood, people. The only job where success means that you get fired and cry about it. Now we're in full Project Japan mode. I have a whiteboard, markers, tabs, cafe, our list, passports. We got that last year, so he's good there. We're looking at flights, where he can stay, emergency contacts, American embassy information, immunization if needed, and let's not forget to add my blood pressure medication. He says, "Mommy, I got this." I say, "Baby, you got enthusiasm. I got the Google Docs. Now, people, it's not about letting go. It's all about adjusting your grip, because parenting young adults is harder than when they were babies. And this trip is more than travel, it's transformation. He's brave, curious, and grounded, at least spiritually, if not domestically. I used to think good parenting meant keeping them close. Now I know it means giving them wings and hoping they will still visit for the occasional dinner. And yeah, part of me wants to go too. I'll call it emotional support chaperone duties. And maybe by 2026, I'll be ready. And that's a big maybe. Or maybe I'll just show up at Tokyo like, surprise, I brought you some adobo. Look, your child's courage is proof that you did something right, even if your heart hasn't caught up yet. He's out here planning adventures. I'm planning dinner. He's learning Japanese. And I'm just trying to find my reading glasses. But you know what? Maybe it's time for us moms, especially Gen X moms, menopausal still shining queens, to start dreaming again too. Our babies are growing up, but that doesn't mean we stop growing. You can't pour from an empty cup until you refill yours too. Think about it. I think of my abuelitas, my titis, my primas, those women who didn't travel, but they survived. They didn't get to find themselves, they just kept going. So when I see my son dreaming beyond the horizon, I see generations of prayers taking flight. Our ancestors walked so our babies could fly, even if we're holding our breath the whole time. Legacy means giving them what our mothers couldn't. Freedom without fear. So to every parent, tíos, abuelas, abuelitos, and exhausted mommies listening, let them dream. Let them grow. Let them fly. Cry if you need to. Prayer is a definitely must, but trust that love travels further than any airplane ever could. Because no matter where they go, Tokyo, Texas, Florida, New York, Timbuktu, they'll always carry you in their spirit, their humor, and maybe in their sazon too. This has been All About Nothing with Jay, where we talk about everything, nothing, and somehow end up crying with laughter. And listen, if you made it this far and you have not subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? What are you doing with your life? Go hit that subscribe button. It's free, it's fun, and it keeps this Gen X Puerto Rican mommy caffeinated and talking about, well, absolutely nothing, which, as you know, is kind of the whole point of this show. And hey, don't get greedy. Share it. Tell your friends, your comadres, your coworkers, those that are hiding from their kids in the car, because sharing the podcast is like passing the sofrito of laughter and chaos, and it makes everything taste a little better. Travel, growth, motherhood, they all teach us the same thing. Release with love, not fear. And as always, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Until next time, love, Jay.